KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A small Canadian mining company is in the exploratory phase of setting up a graphite mine in the Seward Peninsula. According to Jack DeMarkey from the Department of Natural Resources, the company Graphite One is just beginning to explore resource deposits 40 miles north of Nome.
I would characterize it as early to mid-stage exploration, meaning they're concentrating on core drilling. So I think they'll continue to do that for a couple of more years, and then they will very quickly start using that information to start coming up kind of with a conceptual plan for how they might mine it.
Graphite One has a memorandum of understanding with the DNR at this point, part of the permitting process for developing hard rock mines in the state. DeMarkey says there's still a lot of baseline environmental data to gather before any further steps in the development process can be taken.
They're probably going to start doing some of the environmental work that most projects start doing at about this stage, and that's so they typically need to collect data in the field during the summer months and some of it during the winter months. But this information would be used both for permitting and to some degree would also be used to in their future engineering studies when they start.
Currently, there are not any graphite mines in the United States. The mineral is vital to a number of industrial processes and products, everything from vehicle frames to batteries, as well as pencils. According to DeMarkey, the mining process of graphite is relatively straightforward compared to extracting other hard metals.
My understanding of it is that it's a pretty simple process. I think when they say it's more like a gravel quarry, it's excavating fairly benign rock and placing it in a pile, the waste rock pile, without having to manage it especially carefully because it's lacking any of the kinds of metals that we want to protect from the environment from.
The existing claim is on a mix of federal and state lands just below the Imbrook Basin and a few miles from the Taylor Highway. At present, there's no development in the area. It's been noted for the degree to which the surrounding wilderness is still intact. The site, which the company calls Graphite Creek, is still at least 3 to 5 years from having an operational mine on it. And while the limited amount of information that's come out so far is optimistic, DeMarkey says almost everything is preliminary at this point.
We haven't seen any detailed information from the company yet, so we just don't have any information that we can hang our hat on.
Graphite One's president, Anthony Huston, responded to phone and email inquiries that because of travel, he was not able to discuss the project until December. Alaska's Transportation Department has agreed to pay $332,000 for violation of the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act. The department has also agreed to close and sample 55 motor vehicle waste disposal wells at state vehicle repair and maintenance facilities across Alaska. This operation will be completed by 2018 as part of the settlement with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA says the wells are outdated and some posed a risk to groundwater used for drinking water. The wells, according to an EPA release, were used to dispose of stormwater, snow melt, and water used to wash vehicles. Six wells have already been shut down. Transportation Department spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow says efforts have been underway to decommission the wells for some time, and his department will need to request funding for closure-related costs. The Department of Defense released a 16-page Arctic strategy document on Friday. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel talked about it at an event in Nova Scotia. The report states the Arctic is a strategic inflection point, transforming from a region of relative isolation to one of increasing access to resource extraction, fishing, and tourism, as sea ice recedes faster than projected. President Obama released a national strategy for the Arctic last May. The Pentagon's desired outcome states it wants an Arctic that is, quote, a secure and stable region where U.S. national interests are safeguarded, the U.S. homeland is protected, and nations work cooperatively to address challenges. The document mentions twice the need to work with the Arctic Council, stating the Council has a demonstrated ability to address a range of soft security issues, such as search and rescue and oil spill response. Alaska Natives are referenced in a sentence stating consultation and coordination with them on policy will take place when appropriate. The document also identifies challenges such as funding cuts to DOD that may impact future infrastructure and response needs. Annie Mongook and the Native Village of Noatak recently received USDA rural development grants to plan and construct new landfills. Cheryl Andrews, Emongook City Treasurer, says if you were to visit Emongook, you could not miss spotting the village's waste site.
When you fly into Emongook, that's the first thing you see when you're driving down to the village is the landfill, and it's quite messy.
Andrews says the landfill's current location poses environmental and health hazards. The Yukon River is eroding toward the premise in one direction while development is approaching the facility from the other side.
It's just located right out of town. When they burn the trash, we can smell it throughout town.
Andrews says a crew should arrive in January to begin compacting and burying the site. They will also begin constructing a new waste facility on the edge of town. The Native Village of Noatak shares some of Emongook's situation. Carol Wesley, environmental assistant for the Tribe of Noatak, says the village began seeking capital to build a new landfill 3 years ago. The USDA funds are specifically for planning the site.
Everything nowadays needs to start with a plan. This PPG grant is a pre-planning grant. It'll allow us to hire engineers to do preliminary engineering report and an environmental report.
Like in Emongook, Wesley says building development in Noatak has expanded toward the landfill, creating a health risk for residents.
There is a burn barrel in there that people can use to burn trash, and sometimes that burning gets out of control, and we don't know what's in the air from a burning landfill.
Wesley says official planning for the new location will begin in the spring. Emongook and Noatak received these grants from the USDA Water and Environmental Program. Merlane Cruz, USDA Community Programs Director, says rural areas in similar need are welcome to request funds year-round.
It's open at any time, and we encourage people to apply if they're interested in the programs, to apply as soon as possible. We do have funding available.
USDA Water and Environmental Program loans and grants are open to communities with populations of 10,000 or less. A look at the price of gold this hour, $1,244.70 an ounce. An ounce of silver at $20.06, up 13 cents. That's currently 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.